because I don't know, maybe no one knew them, or maybe it wouldn't really fit the clubs that we had in my city. So we were kind of doing maybe something different and something that we loved, and not even like for money. We were doing that just because we wanted
to bring a good music.
Exactly. And that was like, all of us had different jobs and stuff like that. So it was just like, let's gather to like see good music and do it. And that was it. I started like playing a lot in my party. Then other parties started happening, and that's it.
So that is Alter Disco, right? So what happened with the pandemic, or what is happening with Alter Disco now even?
Well, when the pandemic hit, we had a party already, like everything was working. We had already even paid the DJ that we would have. I think we would have Move D at the time, and then everything like came and we had to stop it all. And it was quite intense, as you can probably, yes,
everywhere.
Everywhere. It was not just us. But then there was kind of like the last party that was supposed to happen and didn't happen, and everything stopped, so we couldn't really do anything. So 6 months later, I moved to Europe. So now we were always a party, and now not because of pandemic, but for a long time it was because of pandemic. So now what we are doing, because for us music is always inside of us, and even though all of them, all of my friends from Alter Disco, they have different jobs and different stuff going on in their lives, they will always do music. And the idea now is that we are doing a podcast series, so we are always inviting other artists like from all over the world. So each week we have one different artist, which is kind of like has the Alter Disco curacy, so it's mm-hmm. very like connected to what we do. Since we all have different jobs, it's our deadlines are not super like set on stone.
Yeah.
But the idea is that next year we're going to release a record, and we are doing like some production, and we are inviting other people to do it. So the idea is more to move a bit into, it's a, kind of like a label. Yeah. So it's more into this side and less a bit into the parties. We'll still do parties, but probably once a year, once in a semester. So the party part is going to shrink a lot.
When I was looking at the DJs, you know, the ones that are on, this is exactly what I've seen. I was just not sure that this is really where the concept went and that it's going in the direction, as you mentioned. But for me, it seems that you are actually supporting a quite alternative type of DJs, or maybe the DJs that are not so big at the moment, the talented people that maybe don't have a platform at the moment to play or showcase their talent and so on. So is that a correct feeling that I have?
Yes. Perfect feeling.
Okay, good. But how do you choose these DJs? How do you find them?
Well, for me, it's kind of funny because it's almost as a diary of like a journal, I would say, like from my musical discoveries and stuff, because not that I do 100% of the curacy, but a big part of the curacy comes from like my side. So I'm usually like choosing people to do that, and I say that it's almost like a journal for me, because it's kind of like every time that I go to a different city, every time that I see a new DJ playing, and sometimes the DJ, like, no one really knows them, but sometimes I see some very good music. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's kind of like this music should be known, and this music should, like, go somewhere. Obviously, we're super small. It's not something that, oh my God, you did Alter Disco, so wow, you're famous. That's not it. But it's maybe our way to just promote good music in general. It doesn't really matter the genre too. Like, it's something like completely open. Yeah, someone can do just ambient music, or I don't know, even techno, which is not really our niche, but if you do it super well, we would surely like open our doors. And also there are some people that are already known from everyone, but mm-hmm. they're still doing very good music, because it's not just like ah, okay, you're famous, then you're going to do, then you're doing good music. That's not very proportional. Like
I know, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, yes.
So we try to find it, not really known people, and also on the already known, but yeah, just good music in general.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Barbara Boeing. I am a DJ and you're listening now to Give Me a Beat.
Sometimes this is looked at a little bit frowned upon, I would say, when the people have other interests, when they're not just doing DJ or just doing music. Sometimes the community or artists can frown upon and say like they're not fully living it. But for me, there is another element, and this is the element that you are able to showcase. It's the element of being able to support really truly what you like, because you don't have a dependency on a commercial side as much, because you can really see the difference when people become famous, when people have an image, when there are certain expectations from audience. Bottom line, they need to follow this. You know, if they're playing on a big stages, it's a little bit tricky to go alternative suddenly, you know? It gives you a bit of an independence, and that's what I like hearing also about Alter Disco and what you're planning to do, I think.
And it's I think what you said is like is right. And it's kind of like when you have the bigger amount of people that you have in front of you, usually you need to go a bit more mainstream or a bit more dark, because like when it's too, like what I'm talking about is maybe like 5,000 people is just too much. It's something that it's very hard for you to go completely underground in front of 5,000 people. So it's a very tricky thing, and I think only like very, very, very good DJs can do that. Maybe I'm not sure if I can already do that. But it's kind of like I have played like maybe once or twice in a very big stages, and it's very like it's a lot. Also because I think when there's so many people, music, people are going there for the music, but music sometimes is almost like a background scene because it's too much. Like there's too many people, so it's kind of like it goes into a place that it's a bit, music sometimes can get a bit lost in this. This is one of the reasons of why I love smaller crowds. I think like 1,000 could be like, that's it. Like
I know what you mean. I've been on a great big gigs and I've been on a great underground gigs, but I think both is needed in a way. You know, the big gigs are also needed because bottom line, you also want to be paid eventually for what you are doing. And that commercial side is coming from those that went mainstream. But without the underground, the creativity will be lost. So I think both are needed, like in any profession. I think both is needed, but I think it's very rare to have these examples, because right now some of the mainstream DJs are really too mainstream. It's almost like there is no fun, you know? It's true. It's just how it is.
I would just say that it gets a bit like the same. Like you listen to the first track and you listen to the 10th track and it's the same. It doesn't really change. There's no like creativity.
Surprise.
There's no surprises, like zero surprises. And the underground part is really about surprising people, really about bringing some very weird stuff and also making the weird stuff more familiar, so that maybe in 5 years the mainstream will play what you played like 5 years ago.
Yes, you know.
What I wanted still to ask you, what is next for you right now? I mean, you were talking about the Alter Disco, in which direction is going, but what is personal next for you coming up?
Well, I have been doing like baby steps in production. So for me, that's kind of completely new, because the logistics about productions is something completely different, because all my life I have selected records and I have listened to all types of music, but it's just like about listening and like maybe developing my taste and everything. And I'm not an artist in a way that I'm not going to go in a piano and I'm going to go like I'm going to do some music. This is not me. This is not how music comes to me. However, right now I have been teaming up with some people, and which are true musicians. And it's very interesting, because he sends me some of the like some harmonies, and then I put them on the aesthetic that I think it's beautiful and that I think it's it makes sense. And also like thinking maybe about the dance floor a bit, so how it should, like all the format of the track should work. So it's kind of funny, because I never thought it that way, but we can do like a very good team in this, because it's kind of like this is how you do it and this is where you are supposed to go. So it's kind of like a mix of both of them, and it can get very beautiful. So for me, we're doing like very nice and different stuff. And probably in the beginning of next year, we're going to release an EP. Other than that, just playing a lot. I'm going to do a tour in Australia. So it's for the first time I'm going to go there in November. And then December, I go to Brazil, and I'm starting to create a small tour, so in the Americas. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then February, I'm back again, and then I deliver my thesis, and then I'm done.
Are you able to work on your thesis while you're doing all this DJing? Is that what's happening?
Well, I did my master's, which had like lectures every day and the most difficult exams in my life. Oral exams, which is very weird for me, but for Italians, it's super natural. And it was really like probably the most difficult year that I have done. But my thesis did not start yet. So right now I'm on vacation. But yeah, the idea is I need to do an internship and then write my thesis and everything in between,
everything else as well.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Barbara Boeing. I am a DJ and you're listening now to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster, of course, and this is Radio Laura. In tonight's show, I am focusing on Flow Festival, the festival happening every year in August in Helsinki, Finland. It was also my first time in Helsinki, so that is always a great experience. You know, being somewhere the first time, it has its perks, because you really are fully exploring. And then on top of it being first time on the festival is another perk that I love. Exploring and experiencing new things is something that I always look for, and the festivals are a great opportunity to do that. So in the last show, I focused on Marcia Carr and Helena Starr, and you can already hear the podcast and hear more about it. In tonight's show, I'm focused on Alexandra, uber talented Finnish artist, and Barbara Boeing, again, another uber talented, at this time DJ, originally from Brazil, currently based in Europe, just a few hours from Switzerland in Milan. Hopefully I can bring actually Barbara somehow to Zurich to play her great music. But in the meantime, you could hear a little bit more about her life, her aspirations and so on. And if you have a chance, since she will be touring around the world, depending on what part of the world you are, go and check her out live. I'm sure she will surprise you and make you dance. And what else do you want from a great DJ? So in the meantime, I'm going to play now a mix from her to just give you the taste of how that sounds like. And with this, I'm going to finish tonight's show. So just to remind you, you were listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster. This is Radio Laura. With a little bit more music, I'm going to wish you good night. And until the next time.
Hello, Chris, sacré British, tu l'as en fou, tu comprends rien du tout. Tu fais des zics, tu... facile, tous les deux dans la même galère. Un jour chanceur, un jour plus vieux. Maintenant on chante, on est heureux. Lambada, Saga, Macumba. Pour nous c'est toujours le même combat. Si ça swing et ça joue très fort, comptez sur nous, on sait faire ça.
We'll